Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock, got your host, James J. Maloff here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band back together. How are you doing, Terry?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good over here. I have my coffee now.
I feel like, do you ever have that where you have maybe a later dinner and then you just feel like you ate too much, like still the next day?
Yeah.
You probably don't.
No, I do actually. I do. But it's usually because I eat like 8 or 9 a night.
Well, usually. For me, last night it was our daughter's 18th birthday yesterday. Yeah. So, you know, that's exciting. But then we just went out for dinner with some family and friends and it was like, you know, maybe 7 when we ate, but it's still, and now this morning I'm just like, oh.
Mm-hmm. It's the kind of, you feel a little, not literally like in your gut heavier, your body, you feel heavier.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Did you carry it with you?
Got to get rid of that today.
Did she have a good birthday?
It was great.
Good. That's great. Well, we're going to have good time this
morning. Important milestone.
Very important milestone. That's very cool to hear. We're going to catch up with Terry in the United Way in just a little bit. We've also got a great debate going on in this state. And here, under the Civic Media umbrella, we cover these heavy topics and everything. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. And I think the audience knows by my tone of my voice, we're not actually going to be getting into anything that serious.
It is a great debate.
It is a great debate, though. Yes. That's very true. We have our National Day of Calendar coming up in a little bit, but I have to give a preview to everybody very quick. It is Penguin Awareness Day, everyone. All right? This is a big one. I know some of these National Day of things are a little silly, but this is a big one.
I was wondering why you were walking around like that when I came in.
I'm modeling all day everywhere I go. It's just the way to bring awareness to penguins. That's why I'm late for everything.
Can't believe you don't have on a black and white top.
I was going to wear a whole just tuxedo.
A whole tuxedo? Yeah.
We've got other great things we're going to get into. There is an alarm for daydreaming now. I don't know what that is. We have one of your favorite days coming up, Terry. We got to talk about that. See, my favorite day, one of my favorites, Penguin Day, Penguin Awareness Day, and you got one coming up as well. So we'll get into that. We also, of course, in the 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And a little after that, sometime after Melissa's news in that hour, we, of course, will get into Culver's Star of the Day. Got a great one for you today, and it's super easy.
Oh.
It's super easy.
Perfect.
There's just no getting around
it. Are we still stuck
in
the 80s?
Sort of.
All right.
Sort of.
Okay.
I actually had a little bit of a tie into this
week.
Kind of
like the 80s.
And
it's
the
80s.
Yeah, I'm with you there, of course. 9 o'clock hour, good stories, then I write stories. We will touch on some entertainment news as well. Some of the things you can imagine if you've heard any of the headlines lately. Also have a unique one here I came across, Terry. The 25 best country debut singles of all time.
Oh, cool.
So
I'll be interested in that, yeah.
Artist's first single. I think it's kind of a cool list. It's interesting. Good stories of the day. That ain't right stuff. You know how this story goes. It's going to be a good one, everybody. We'll lead you into Morning Magazine for the day, where in part one, we're going to speak with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston. Senator Teston has been in the news a lot lately. There's plenty to talk about with him. So we'll be getting into nothing but sports. That's all we're going to talk about.
It's always a great conversation.
Always a good. I appreciate
the only one that's more sports is Scott Krug.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, hey.
Scott and I'm actually thinking that the only thing that might be able to pull him away from one of his jobs or anything is
baseball.
Him and I doing a baseball show together. That's it. Yeah. And then, of course, in part two, we wrap up the week with our great friends at a Historic Point Boss. We got Mike Hittner joining us. Usually Mike brings a friend in, so we'll see if he does. We're going to talk about their ice cutting event coming up January 28th.
That is always very interesting to me. And you know what made it even more interesting? The ice cutting thing is frozen. I know you think I'm just being cheeky to you. But when you're watching them harvest that ice in the beginning,
yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
I've been fascinated by the history over there for a long time, since I was a little kid moving out here and going to Humpke and stuff. But talking with Mike over the years, I've learned so much. And I think one of the more interesting conversations we've had has been about that. It's been about ice cutting and that. Interestingly, his daughter, Katrina, is doing a lot of those techniques. Well, some of those techniques, I imagine, with her ice dump or cold dump dipping, you know, jumping into the wall lakes and stuff in this time of year and everything. It's kind of funny how that stuff carries on. We got, so good sports on your radio for you tonight at 6:30 right in this radio station. Wisconsin men's hockey versus Ohio State. These two play. It doesn't matter what, if it's a crossword puzzle, tiddlywinks, doesn't matter. It's Ohio State, Wisconsin on Wisconsin. It's going to be a good one. We got a good game right there.
Bringing you right into the weekend.
Yeah. Saturday at 10 a.m. right here in this station. Now, Wisconsin was supposed to play at Northwestern. Northwestern had a COVID-19 issue, so they are not able to play in that game. And Wisconsin was trying to find another opponent. We'll see if that happens. As a side note, this
can't you hustle up a team?
It's what I mean. A lot of the times they're able to do this.
Can't you?
Oh,
like
me?
A little, you know, oh, like yeah,
definitely,
a little street team.
I think that's very doable, and I think Wisconsin fans would love that. Team scored more points than they've ever scored in their lives. Yes, yeah. Half my friends would probably be sitting on the sidelines most of the game.
It'd be pretty fun, little pickup hockey.
I get to play a game in the Kohl Center. I'll take that. I don't care. I'll be the Washington Generals for a day. I don't care. I get to play a game in the Kohl Center. It is going to be, I still have not seen if they have been able to schedule somebody. For those that don't pay attention that closely to college basketball, I've seen this happen where it was less than 24 hours and they found an opponent and played them. So this happens a lot in basketball, college basketball. It's actually really one of the cooler things about the sport to me, because you couldn't do this in football. Your opponent isn't able to be there, and like, we're not going to do it. Like, I love that basketball works this way. Yeah. They get these kids out there, whatever it takes. If it's, you know, safe, of course. That should be a good one. We'll see what happens, what develops there. Of course, what happens with that, if there is no game, well, you'll have the Sunshine Poker Show at 7, of course, the greatest show of all time. And then a little bit later, Over the Back Fence, 11 to noon, that'll be on if there is no Wisconsin game. And please do spread the word. Give Seth a ton of calls and make sure he is busy and enjoys the show. And you guys can too. It's a great. We've been really enjoying how Over the Back Fence has been kind of gotten a second life, or maybe a third life. You know, who knows? As long as it's been around, to be able to actually, yeah, it is. It's
like
third life.
It's like a cat.
It is. Yeah, you can't kill that show, and we're very happy about that. That is going to be coming up for you a little bit later. We'll get into more of our sports schedule later on. But Terry, I wanted to catch up with the United Way. It's a busy time. Kicking off the new year, how are things going over there?
Everything's going really good. We've got a few things on the horizon right now. We have our Power of the Purse, which is an annual event of Women United, and that is to raise funds for really for early grade learning and literacy efforts here in our community, and primarily Dolly Parton's Imagination Library program. So that is happening on March 14th. But what we're doing right now is gathering sponsorships for all of those purses. And I got to tell you, James, our sponsors are just coming forward like, I mean, I hope our whole year it goes like this. Mm-hmm. It's really been really awesome to see the amount of support for this event and for, for really making sure that kids have everything they need around literacy. So more to come on that event. Tickets will be on sale starting February 1st. But, we're really looking forward to that. And then we are currently just through today taking registrations for our Born Learning Academy, mm-hmm. which is a workshop series for families who have an infant, toddler, or preschool age child. That is a series of six workshops. That includes a hot meal. So it meets six consecutive Tuesdays. You meet for 90 minutes, but that does include dinners or supper, whatever you want to call it. But it, that's really takes a little bit of a load off, right, for the family. Yeah. So we're hoping we can get enough families to participate. Right now, we're kind of just teetering on whether we're going to be able to have the event run or not, because, there is the idea is that you learn from each other as well. Yeah. So if we don't have enough families, then we won't be able to run. But that registration does go, is available through today. And so you can find that on our website at uwswac.org. And then, coming up in about 2.5 weeks is actually our annual meeting. And so this is a, kind of a little turning point of the year for us. And we have some board members who will be ending their service time. They've served the consecutive number of terms that they can. And so we have actually five outgoing board members, and then which means then we're picking up five new ones. And so we have that transition, and that's always always exciting. It's tough to see some people go, to see people leave the board. But at the same time, it's a great time to show our appreciation and everything for what they've done during their time of service. It's a good transition.
Has to be a bit of a melancholy feeling.
Yeah.
Selfishly, you said that, and I immediately thought of, my time must be coming close with the Family Center being on their board, because there's only a couple year run there and everything, and I don't want that to happen. I like being on that board. It is a bit of a, but it also, At the same time, the next thought that I think of is the what we've accomplished in that time and how good that feels. And while I have been a tiny, tiny part of that, a molecule in that compared to everybody else that is on that board and, of course, Sue and Deb and the people that are at the top there over there running things, it, just being a part of that has meant so much to me. I never thought that I would be on a board. I never knew that being on a board was so rewarding. To me, it was always kind of, it looked like something that, it looks great, but it's something if you have the time to be able to put into, it's great to be able to do for your community and those things and the cause that you care about. I had no idea the impact it had on you and that it could be so darn rewarding, like literally every day. Plenty of days I'm not on the board. I have nothing to do with the Family Center. I think about it and immediately makes me feel a little better. It's something I can't encourage people to do enough when it comes to just, if you're asked to be on a board, look into it. Think about doing it. It's really great work.
And it is a really rewarding experience, like just like you said, and you have the opportunity to learn, mm-hmm. right? There's always learning that happens. And interesting, you know, timing for this to be speaking about your board experience is we actually had someone from a local nonprofit board reach out to us at United Way in the Volunteer Center saying, you know, we really need board members. And the suggestion or the thought of that person was, could we put together, we, the United Way, put together a, you know, kind of a fair, so to speak, where nonprofits could set up and then potential board members could, you know, come and learn. Well, we just really don't have a good showing at events like that. You know, yeah. in the community, even like job fairs, you know, like that's just taken on a different, the landscape of it is just different. And so actually Ben from our team is going to be working on that through Volunteer Center and just, you know, kind of having some virtual opportunities for local nonprofits that have a need for that kind of service, because you don't even, I don't think people realize how many nonprofits that we have, but then also that, the wide variety of areas of service. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't always have to be your area of expertise. You know, for instance, this happens all the time. You work in banking and local boards seek you out to be their treasurer. Well, sometimes you want to do that, but sometimes you're like, I do that money stuff all day. Yeah. I'm more interested in, you know, I'd like to coordinate volunteers or I'd like to do, you know, something else. So, but it did just really spark a good thought, you know, from That's this gentleman that idea. Reached out to us is just to say, you know what? Yeah, we do need to be a little bit more intentional about how we not just put a call out for volunteers in general, but including board of director level service, you know, in volunteering.
I think that's a great idea and I look forward to hearing more about that because that's something, don't, you know, that's there, you got something there. Keep working on that. I do want to come back, Terry, before we go to break, and then we'll come back and get into our National Day of Calendar. I want to take just another minute on the Born Learning Academy. I want to make sure we get enough families for this because this is such a great event, and it's the only thing I can think of, the only reason why there isn't more signed up is because more people haven't heard. That's the only thing, because this is just too great for families. We kind of touched on the details of it. Every session includes a free meal, as Terry said, on-site childcare, a door prize drawing for families in attendance. It is something to, not only for, because one of the things that stands out to me that I like so much about the Born Learning Academy is we don't have enough parents supporting parents.
Right.
We have so much of society, comment sections, and, well, as a parent, I did this, and as a parent, I do this.
Or when they're not even a parent.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. In fact, you get a lot more than that you probably could use. More of this opportunity in society for parents to be face-to-face. And we tend to be a little bit better to each other when we're doing that. And to be able to help each other. I don't care if you're a parent of 20 years or you're a parent just starting out. We all need help. All of us as
well,
parents.
And support, right? Support somebody to just bounce things off of sometimes.
I think help, support, I think I was thinking a very similar thing there. Yeah. Sometimes it isn't necessarily help as it is. Like I have a friends of mine, a couple who just had their first. And when they're talking to me, they're not talking to me about advice. I'm just sitting there listening. Mm-hmm. That's what they're looking for. Please, somebody that can relate to what this little monster is doing over here. I don't understand them. They don't speak English yet. it's nice to have those that camaraderie. I can't imagine that the years of doing this, how many friendships have been born from these academies of people coming together that may have not had a chance to come together here in this town otherwise.
Absolutely. And it really, I mean, you literally just show up, right? Like, you pack up your family and you come on over to the event and you eat and you learn and you build connections and maybe do a little sharing if you're comfortable at the end, but it's certainly not required. You know, and leave with some skills that you can use that day.
Yeah. You can still sign up. You have the till the end of the day today.
Today, yeah.
To sign up, and you can do that at uwswac.org. Encourage to check that out and follow everything the United Way is doing by following them on social media. I've got a great Facebook page. Be sure to type that in your search bar and keep up and bookmark the webpage, uwswac.org. We'll wrap up with some United Way talk today. We'll get to that a little bit later. Right now, got to take a break and come back with our National Day of Calendar here on Mornings at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Of course, we'll be joined to kick off the 8 o'clock hour by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to that. Get a live update from them a little bit later. For right now, time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this January 20th. It is, we had Family Meditation Week. That's still going on.
They're still
today
meditating.
Today is the last day. Yep. Everybody still meditate. If you're wondering what happened to the Joneses, they've been meditating all week.
Tomorrow they will surface.
They'll be out there. They'll get their mail and all that and probably shovel finally. And it's National Camcorder Day.
Really?
Yeah. I guess National Nostalgia Day also.
Have one of those from back in the day, but do people have those anymore?
I don't know the last time I've heard somebody even say camcorder, let alone use one. But there's a lot of dads out there right now that are just perked up. He said, what? You need us? I can go grab it. I know right where it is. I got it all charged.
I actually want to plug ours in and like watch some of those.
Oh, I watch them whenever I can. Especially my dad and I late at night. We'll watch old family videos and things. They never get old. Yeah. Camcorders were so darn cool. When they came out, when they first hit the market, as heavy, as big as they were, it didn't matter. It was just awesome to be able to do that.
And then when they got down to the handheld size and they actually had the screen where you could just play it back right there.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And now, these are the things, and, well, it's great. I don't think any of us are trading the modern technology being able to, I've got one of the newer, I think I've got the newest iPhone, and I can do stuff that they're putting on Netflix now with this thing. Like, there's directors recording movies with these things.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's amazing. But I miss the camcorder thing. I kind of miss the
you know, I'm sure if you put out a call, like, you could probably jump on, like, Marketplace and be like, looking for a camcorder, and you'll have, like, 10,000 responses instantly.
Yeah, I got it on my phone, though. The thing I think we miss with some of these things for younger generations is the feeling of the knowing the difference. Of what it is like to have to carry a camcorder around and all that stuff. Or the opposed, just it's right here. So I can record whenever I want. And it's great picture. It's great all that. There's something about that evolution that I'm very thankful to have been a part of. I'm glad to see the progress. International Day of Acceptance. No. No, not do- no. Just, I couldn't help it.
Whoa.
I'm in one of those moods today. I'm sorry. The International Day of Acceptance is a valuable social entrepreneurial awareness experiment with a heartwarming backstory. Annie Hopkins, founder of 3E Love to make the world a better place, founded 3E Love to make the world a better place, also creating the international symbol of acceptance, which shows a wheelchair in the shape of a heart. Together, the occasion and the symbol communicate the 3E Love ethos of devotion, equality, respect, and understanding, to be adopted and appreciated by people of all abilities.
Huh, nice.
That's a good one. That's a very good one right there. I don't like that. Let's see here. National Disc Jockey Day.
Yeah, we missed the mark here. Yeah. We should just be like spinning records and stuff.
I would be all right with that, actually. It would be kind of nice. There was, again, talking about being thankful to be a part of things. If I graduate from radio today and I go into a job, I'm on there and everything's computer. Everything's computer. It's MP3s. It's all this stuff. I am so thankful I got to start with some reel-to-reel back when I was doing this. And that's only 20-some years ago. It's not that long ago. The evolution that radio has had has been amazing. From satellite radio to streaming to just so many other factors, where other industries are dying, people are working and finding ways to keep radio alive. I think you can say that whether it's streaming or it's podcasting, or I'm sorry, satellite radio or podcasting, those are still forms of radio. They're not the radio I grew up and love and want to work in, but they're radio.
Sure.
And it's pretty cool to me where, you know, newspapers are barely hanging on, unfortunately, and certain industries like that are probably about 5 to 10 years away from being gone. Radio, you wouldn't say that about. This is actually an industry that I can encourage young people to be like, hey, get into this industry. There's still some lifeblood in here. It's pretty cool. Disc jockeying, a lot more similar to not what we're doing right now, but what I used to do back in the day at WGLX, of course. That's also kind of gone away, though, too, because that's all programming now. Most of it's audio. Most of the time, you don't have somebody even live in the studio anymore.
You can't even make a request anymore.
No, which is why I don't... to me, I have no interest in working in something like that.
Do you remember...
That's not real radio to me.
Back in the day on GLX, and I don't even know if it was GLX at the time, but... when you could call in on Friday nights, it was this company. I mean, it was this station. Like, yep. You could do the...
Spies Vault and things like that.
Yeah, you could do Friday night dedications.
Yeah, they lost touch in a lot of these businesses, these conglomerates, lost touch of the people and what people want. And what people want is something different in every location. Instead, now you've got people in Texas telling people in Wisconsin what to listen to and vice versa and all these things. And it's just, I got no interest. It's not for me. Not for me. But I'm glad that radio is still alive. It's still doing well because people were still listening. And so what do I know? What do I am? National Butterscotch Day. I know that.
Oh, yum. Anything with butter.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
in.
A good one. It's a good one. National Cheese Lovers Day. Why do we not have the day off in Wisconsin? Why are we still working? Why are we here? National
Cheese Lovers. Are you getting to beer somewhere?
Yeah, it should be getting both right in on the same day. I don't know if you can overdose on cheese, but that you might have a problem with that if that happened. Who doesn't?
You might have a problem the next day.
Yeah. Who doesn't love cheese? And you know, if you are able to enjoy cheese, if you don't have any issues with you know, lactose intolerance or anything like that, it's a great day to enjoy cheese. One of those cheese platters.
Yeah, there you go.
You can get one of those.
Do a little charcuterie board.
That's what I was trying to think of, the charcuterie board. Yes. And as I mentioned, it's Penguin Awareness Day.
They're kind of stinky.
They do have a particular smell to them. They do. I wouldn't go as far as to say stinky, but you're probably
really?
Right.
Have you ever been to the Milwaukee Zoo and you just stand right outside that penguin display? And they're cute as heck. I mean, I give you that, like, you know, but they smell.
No, they do have a particular, like a lot of animals. I will say, to be fair, I think it's only fair to say that a lot of penguins, a lot of animals do have smells, and you know, Terry, sometimes us humans don't smell the best either. There are currently over 18 different known species of penguins, and some of them have been around the planet for well over 65 million years. They are a beloved animal thanks to many popular descriptions, but one of the things that I think that the reasons penguins are popular has nothing... Yeah, maybe it has a little to do with movies and pop culture and those things. It's the feeling in the even if you don't know a single thing about a penguin, when you look at one, the peace that you get or the feeling that you get from it, let alone all the things that are kind of commonly known about penguins that I think a lot of people find an attachment to, a kinship to. We do this with the animal kingdom all the time, certain animals more than others. Some we domesticated, like dogs and cats and all this. But there's others where we have a close relationship with them. And tell me you would not, this world would not be a worse place without penguins. Honestly, you can laugh at it all you want, Terry, but this is one of those things that this day is about bringing awareness to this subject.
Have you always been a lover?
Yes.
Like when you were little, even? Yeah.
Yes, very much. Yellow-eyed penguins are the most endangered penguin species in the world, with just 4,000 left in the wild. Found only in New Zealand and outlying islands, these birds can grow to be about as big as about a one-year-old, about as high up as a one-year-old. They're an amazing bird, and there's only 4,000 of them left.
Isn't that crazy?
Sad.
Yeah.
It's I don't want to live in a. I don't want to be telling my grandkids, hey, there was these little cool animals.
They used to be here
and everything. So that's what this day is about. They bringing awareness to stuff, making sure this doesn't happen. But yeah, I've always been insane about penguins. I don't know why. I think because when I was
you a did kid, not have one, right?
No, no. But when I was a kid, my first field trip was actually I think it was our second. I think our first field trip was to the Chicago Fire Department, and then the next one was to the Brookfield Zoo.
Got it.
I kind of wandered off and got. I don't remember if I got lost or whatever it was, but I remember I wandered off and I got in trouble for it, and they found me at the penguin exhibit, and I just have always liked penguins. Since cool. Then. I don't know. But
I do kind of get a visual of you like having one and you like you're tucking it in a shoebox to hide it from your parents, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, I definitely tried to figure out if there was a way I could steal one. I definitely, knowing me back then, definitely did not pull it off. National Coffee Break Day. This is a day about remembering to enjoy life, avoid being a workaholic, and just take a little coffee break each day.
Okay, there we go.
The origins of the coffee break comes from different stories and anecdotes that have been contributed to American tradition. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, it was noticed by a few different employers that having a break for coffee in the mid-morning and the mid-afternoon would encourage workers in factories to work harder.
Interesting. So that's kind of, yeah. So that talks about the whole, you know, coffee break thing. And we should probably just be back in 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, yeah. We'll finish this segment up. We'll take our coffee break. Because one final one here, it is take a walk outdoors day.
And it is gorgeous outside right now.
It is. Just
be safe. I did notice not all sidewalks are cleaned up yet. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're, and there could be some slippery spots. Because, of course, we did have a little bit of ice underneath. But it was gorgeous outside yesterday.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I forgot my coffee this morning, and I was going to just jump in the Jeep and go across the street because I keep forgetting we got a gas station right across the street here. And I was like, no, I'm going to walk it. Because I just wanted to walk. I'd been looking for any opportunities now that it's this temperature has kind of hit us to kind of get outside. Just take a brisk walk, if you will.
Absolutely.
A brisk walk. Yes. Take a walk outdoors today, everybody. Get outside, even if it's just going to get the mail. Take a little longer to do it or something. And as Terry has said, please be safe. Keep an eye out for each other.
Put your boots on.
We'll take a break right here. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning's on WFHR. We are back. I do have black pants on. Right, and black. You got some black on.
I don't. Well, maybe a little. Usually, I always do.
There's something about that riff that gets you every time.
Yeah. Actually, this whole album.
This whole album, yeah. Front to back. Just a good album. We are glad to be back, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday out there. Happy Friday, everybody. Man, that feels good to say.
It does.
It's not a bad week, just a long week.
it's never hurts to wind it down.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. And sometimes, though, Terry, because on Fridays we try to have fun, try to give you a positive, entertaining show and everything, but we have to get into big debates sometimes.
Sometimes we win, sometimes we don't.
Yeah, just happens sometimes. Well, big story that broke yesterday here in state where you can toss a rock and you're going to find somebody that loves Culver's. I think it's pretty fair to say that if you, because I know we've done polls before, the best, most popular fast food chain or whatever in a state, those kind of things. I don't care what a poll says. You ask people what they love the most, they're going to say Culver's.
Yeah, I think pretty much everyone likes Culver's.
I have yet to meet somebody that does not like Culver's. And as a side note, Culver's, of course, will be featured in our Star of the Day a little bit later in the 8 o'clock hour. And they are a sponsor with us and have been for a very long time and love our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. And I have never had a bad meal at a Culver's. I also have grown up in a family where Coca-Cola was king, or I should say queen, because it was my mother's favorite drink in the world. So much so that you walk into her kitchen and there is nothing but like Coca-Cola knickknacks and all these things. That poor woman has been bombarded so every Christmas and New Year's.
Did she go off birthday. The edge with New Coke then when they changed it?
Yeah, she did not like that. Yeah. She was not a fan of New Coke. And I don't know how many, well, honestly, the little survey I did, I talked to about, I'd say 14 people
and it was 50-50 on this next topic here. This great debate that is going on, Coca-Cola or Pepsi. Culver's is going to switch to Coca-Cola products. Favorites including Culver's signature root beer, their diet root beer, Dr. Pepper, and fresh brewed sweetened and unsweetened tea will also be available still. So not getting rid of their classics, their you know, mainstays, the ones that are their brand of soda, which I know that talking to people, they were worried about the root beer not being there. And so they were like, when I
told them. Yeah, and I think that is theirs. I mean, yes, I don't think that's just labeled Culver's. I think that's actually their root beer.
Trading Mountain Dew for Mellow Yellow. How do people feel about this one?
I think Mountain Dew drinkers are no way. Yeah. I don't think that they switch back and forth. I think Mountain Dew, I'm just saying Mountain Dew drinkers are Mountain Dew drinkers. They're not interested in Mellow Yellow.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. It's kind of interesting to see people like kind of get a little bit out of shape about things that really don't seem like that big of a deal, honestly. I mean, if you are a huge Pepsi person and all you've ever drank is Pepsi, you just don't order a soda, just drink one at home. I mean, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. But
you know, quit trying to be rational.
That's on me. I should not be trying to be rational in this situation.
Seriously.
People took to Twitter, of course. Quote, I think that it's a big mistake to change from Pepsi to Coke. I love Pepsi. I will not order a meal with a drink anymore. A Reddit user, however, praised it. As long as the Dr. Pep and the root beer are there, I'm fine. It's about time we get rid of the earth of the monastery taste of Pepsi. So
wow,
you've got heavy like comments both sections of this, because it's anything in society nowadays. This doesn't shock me. What would surprise me is that people came out and said, you know what, I actually prefer Pepsi, but that's okay. Like, that would shock me if people were like, oh, this is not really that big of a deal. You know, okay, I'll move on with
the
my
reasonable
life.
People aren't the ones jumping in, though.
No. Right? No. I never get comments from them.
I'm a little surprised at the change, but I guess I don't really know what, you know, precipitated it. Obviously, I'm sure at the end of the day, it's dollars, right?
It always is. So I can tell you this, just a little bit of homework that I was able to do on this subject, because I had a lot going on this week. But what I was able to find in the rabbit hole I went down is, yeah, money. It's basically Pepsi's sales have not been what they could be really since the pandemic. And they keep throwing money at the wall with these flavors, different. This Mountain Dew is different. This Mountain Dew is different. They're trying really, really hard to get to younger generations with the gaming and a lot of that, and all these things. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of not necessarily going to add up. I don't know if this is going to go where they're hoping it will. When Pepsi was really doing well was when they were trying to compete with Coca-Cola, but they were okay with being in the second spot. And that's where they Mountain Dew sales really excelled in a lot of those things. So I don't think... I don't know. I don't think that this could necessarily end that greatly.
I'm not a big soda drinker, but I will say that if I were to, I prefer Pepsi products over Coke products.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not going to stop me from going to Culver's, because actually I drink unsweetened iced tea.
Right on. I want to talk more about this, but we have to take a really quick break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you to take you right to the top of the hour, bring you right to 8. I want to say real quickly a thank you to whoever sent me coffee from Dunkin' Donuts today.
Yeah, we've got a little James fan club here.
That was very nice.
It's very nice.
Very cool. Very humbling. I don't know what to say, really. I appreciate it. But I also want to apologize to the DoorDash gentleman who dropped off the coffee, because I came out there like I'm in the middle of break. I've got a very little bit of time. I don't have the chance to necessarily be kind.
Wow, really? Did you just hear yourself?
Yes, I did. I was trying to be funny. No, I appreciate it. Thank you for dropping that off, sir. That was really nice.
But please remember, we're not open yet.
Yeah, you know, keep that in mind.
You know what would have been better? I wish he would have just stood outside the window.
That'd be great.
And taunted you with it, like right here for a while.
I deserve first. That, actually. I probably would have deserved that. wanted to mention, I'm all over the place now. I mentioned earlier, it's Penguin Awareness Day. And there was just a couple of things that I wanted to touch on about that. I mentioned earlier about the endangered penguins out there. You mentioned the Milwaukee Zoo. And I want to encourage people to maybe today is not the best day to go try to go to the Milwaukee Zoo to see penguins. But you can go in the spring or the summer. I think one of the nice things you can do today is that, is kind of making plans in the future to make see one of our great zoos.
Our best visit actually ever was in the fall. We went in October one time, and it was cool, and the animals were all out and active. You know, sometimes you go to the zoo in the summer, and they're just like, they're nowhere to be found, or they're laying down because it's so hot. But they're very active.
There, there's of course, the Milwaukee Zoo that you mentioned. There's a Henley Vilas Zoo in Madison that is one of my favorite zoos in the world. There's so many great ones. You go there, and yes, I'm sending you there to see penguins, but you will see so many other great, wonderful animals. You get these red pandas over at the Henley Vilas Zoo that are really beautiful.
That
really
is cool, a nice animals. Zoo. And the zoo up in Managua is fabulous, too, if you're going the other direction, if you want to go north. And they also have penguins, James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Oh, that is a good one. Yes, thank you for mentioning that. I wanted to make sure that I hit the major ones. There's, of course, our local one here in Rapids that we love that doesn't have penguins, but we still love it. And when they open their doors, we're sending people their way.
Yeah, they're cute little petting zoo.
That's sweet. Great zoo. Yeah. It's a great zoo over there. And one last thing, if you go to actually weather.com, they have a bunch of stuff about Penguin Awareness Day there, including a conservation society strapped a selfie camera onto a gento penguin to get the unique perspective of swimming. And it is so dang cool.
Do you think it loves that?
I don't think so. No. not that you would know, because penguins are very polite.
But don't you visualize, he puts something on your dog and the dog really wants it off and they'll do anything to get it off? Don't you? This poor penguin's probably like, and then their little arms don't work how they're supposed to, they can't get it off.
Oh, they can't get them. As much as I don't like it, it is entertaining to watch a dog try to get a Halloween costume off. There's something about it that is entertaining, as bad as I feel for saying that. There's something about it. So tomorrow, we didn't get into our National Day of Calendar for this weekend or anything. Just didn't have the time. But there was one that I did put a note about because I remember in years past this meaning something to my co-host here. Tomorrow is National Use Your Gift Card Day. Didn't you do this last
year?
Use
your gift cards.
Yeah.
Well, I remember us talking about this because I think I went through my purse on one of the breaks and I like added up all the gift cards that I had in there. Use your gift cards, people.
Yeah. I don't get a lot of them, so that's probably never going to happen to me. I tend to use them, I don't want to say quickly, but I tend to, I've got that.
Just use it right
wallet.
Away.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people that get into this situation where they have gift card upon gift card, they just don't know what to do.
I have two things. One is sometimes I just hoard them. Right? Like, I'm going to hang on to it until I decide what I really want. Or, what I mean? That. Yeah. But then sometimes you just kind of forget about it. So, find your little stash of gift cards and spend it up. We're a month past Christmas almost. If you got gift cards, it's time to use them.
My mom had a gift card from a business, and she kept forgetting. And finally, she was like, I had a month left to use it or something, and said, Jimmy, I want to make sure I use this. Don't let me forget. So I told her, because she's on her computer a little more now, well, find the website for that, bookmark it, and have it on your computer. And that way, every time you look at it, it'll remind you, hopefully, trigger that in your head. Oh, yeah, I haven't used that gift card yet. Little reminders like that are some of the only things we can really do to kind of counter this, because I think people forget what's in their purse, their wallet, all the time.
Well, and I don't have a ton of them right now, but that last time we talked about this, I had a load of them. Yeah. I mean, I think it was like several, like, $400 worth of gift cards or something. It was like, oh boy, better use those. I know I have a Culver's one in there right now, though.
Ooh, that's
better go before they switch the soda.
That, yep.
Just kidding.
This holiday has been around for a few years now, and it's basically just a reminder to use those gift cards that you got over the holidays before you toss them into a drawer and forget about them completely. I know there's nothing exciting about spending your Saturday at Chili's necessarily, or one of those, using up one of those like that or something, but it's the middle of January. Do you really have a better option? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, good time to use them.
According to creditcards.com, $21 billion worth of gift cards will go unspent this year.
That is crazy.
That's one of the crazier stats I've heard in a while, honestly. Like, that's free money. That's just money just not even being used. That's insane to me. 47% of American adults say that they have at least one unused gift card, voucher, or store credit lying around. And the average person was sitting on $175, but that was in August. The holiday season just passed, so I imagine
that I have more than that in my purse.
So
I don't think it's as bad as before, but I know I do have some.
Well, here's the good part of the story for you, Terry. This is something you're normal about. This is you're like, about.
See, just good old average. Here we go.
I would say you're way above average in a lot of other things, though. So here's what you do. Keep your gift cards with you so you have them when you need them. Or if you really don't need them, consider donating them to a good cause. Or sell them for partial credit cash online. I had a friend that did that just to another friend, actually to his brother. He sold a gift card to him for like 50. He sold it to him for like 20. He just, because he wasn't going to get anything else.
It was something he wasn't going to use.
I don't even think the store was in his town. I think it was in his brother's town or something. So, and actually, I never got the answer to this. Who bought him the gift card? Because I think it was his brother. I think his brother just like made a profit on this gift card thing. But I digress.
I love it.
I love the idea of giving him the good causes. It's something that we suggest. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No. I was just going to say, like, my thing is, I mean, I do them, like, for my staff sometimes. You know, like, when they celebrate their work anniversary or something. And it's usually Culver's or something. You know what I mean? Something fun that everybody enjoys. But my favorite gift cards are for the wellness spa. Because I like a good hot stone massage. And so I always ask for that for my birthday or for Mother's Day. Or, you know, like, that's a good... You don't have to get me stuff. Because this is something I thoroughly enjoy and appreciate. So I do have... I always have a couple of those, you know, tucked away in a super secret spot for when I need them.
I like that. That's smart.
That I had a gift card that was given to me. It was probably in the pile when we counted them up last time. But I kept going into this store, and it's just a smaller specialty store, and I just really wouldn't see something. You know what I mean? Like, I just... It was a $50 gift card. It was very nice, very generous. So anyway, so I was like, okay, I got to use this gift card. So I was going to go use it, and it had a one-year expiration on it. And then that was when we had that big one of those snow days before Christmas. But the next day was the expiration. I'm like, I got to get to that store. So the next day I went, and of course I had to use it, right? Yeah. And I found something that I knew I would use.
Cool.
And I go up there, and the person at the counter was really, really like snarky about it. She goes, "Oh, just saved that one up right till the end, huh?"
Oh yeah. Oh.
And I said, "Well, I think I can use it right." You know, through the expiration, correct?
Yeah.
You know, like, is the lip necessary? Yeah. Like,
I feel like, so I had this happen just like a week or two ago. I was going to the gas station I always go to, a new clerk, younger kid and everything, just starting out, trying to learn everything. So I'm being patient with all this stuff. And says something to me and says it like trying to be sarcastic, funny. And I could tell he was trying to be funny, but we don't know each other like that, you know? And it wasn't like, I don't mean to be mean here. This kid has no comedic timing and no like tone to it. He should not do sarcasm. Certain people should not do sarcasm. And yeah, he's trying so hard there. And then he's waiting to hand me my change. Like, he's waiting for me to laugh before he'll hand me my change.
And you're like, dude, you're not funny.
I'm not just giving him I'm not laughing here, man. I'm just giving my chain change.
He's probably afraid of you. You look a little intimidating sometimes. You know, like the poor DoorDash guy.
Yeah, you're right.
We really do love you.
We really do. Nobody wants to go out and get their own food anymore. Please keep doing what you're doing, DoorDash. You were in this industry for a very long time, Terry. When you're training people to work or register or anything like that, would you ever say to them, hey, keep the small talk down? Or, did you encourage small talk? Because I feel like that's one of those things that hits
I think you have to read the vibe of the customer. Then you also, but you also have to be considerate of if there's a line. You know what I mean? So, like, I too have a go-to gas station. You know, I'll go there and get whatever, coffee or unsweetened iced tea or, you know, whatever. Yes. But I've gotten to be friendly with, you know what I mean, chatty with some of the people that work there. But sometimes, like, I feel like I'm the one, like, they want to keep chatting and there's, like, four people in line behind me. And I'm like, okay, dude, you got to, you know, like, I'm like, okay, you know, you start walking out. I'm like, okay, see you guys later. You know, and you're still talking because... Yeah, you do have to. You have to read the vibe, but you also got to be considerate of the people who might be waiting.
You really there's so much because when you run into a good clerk, somebody doing a working a register that's really good at it, you remember that
absolutely, you really do. Seek them out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you try to get in their line again next time.
There's a lady. There's a girl that works over at the Kohl's in Point, and my mother is just so funny about it. She will go to the whole other side just to go to that girl because she really likes work and like her the way she does it and everything. I think that I know we don't appreciate that job enough. The people that do it,
alone
the ones that are good at it.
Absolutely.
It's one of those things. If I had to go back into that industry now, I don't know if I'd last an hour. I really don't. Like I can be good to people and put on it, you know, my poker face and all that stuff with people. With most things.
Show me.
I do it every day. I do it. What are you talking about? I do it every time you're in. I don't know. but with that, that's such a consistent, personal.
Yes, and I think people come along with it. Now, there are plenty of people doing retail or service that are terrible at it and should not do it.
Yes.
But, you know, coming from the leadership and training part standpoint of retail, I mean, I don't know. We just try to work with people and you know, say, here's what you should, you know, here's what you should do. Here's what you shouldn't do. Here's how you should interact with customers. But there were always those instances where you'd get called out to the floor as a manager, right? Yeah. And you see this person just losing their crap on somebody. And I'm like, you're screaming at a 17-year-old. Really, is this necessary?
You know, that 17, you know? That clerk, no matter what it is, a gas station, a department store, Walmart, whatever it is, they didn't make the policies. Well, you know, they didn't do any, like.
Or even if it was them, even if they truly, like, made a mistake, right? Like, they forgot your coupon, you know, whatever it is. I mean.
They're human.
And if that was your child, would you want someone treating them like that? Like, I mean, fine, get somebody else involved if you need to, right? Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you need somebody to tear it down, right? A third person, but you don't have to lose it. I mean, I could tell you stories all day.
I am looking forward to that show. That is going to be that's going to be like one of our last shows together. Definitely.
It is just crazy.
We certainly work to treat our customers good, and we're putting our money where our mouth is. Civic Media has their $1 million advertising giveaway coming up next Thursday, January 26th. Mark your calendars. It'll kick off at 9 a.m. This is such an awesome contest, and we only have 6 days, 1 hour and 4 seconds. Oh my gosh, under 6 hours, 6 days and an hour to do this. Yeah, get going, everybody. Come on, sign up. Tell your friends, tell strangers.
Okay, whoever set this coffee, could we dial back the nitro next time, please?
May have had a shot in there. This is such a cool contest. This is where we get to actually talk about buying local, supporting local, and actually doing it. This is for any business out there, your small business, big business. If you've been with us for years, if you've never been with us, this is your chance to advertise with us and our amazing sales team, working with some of the more creative people in the business, and getting your name out there and taking care of your people.
And it's a great opportunity, like you said, for everybody. But just think, if you've never, right, if you're a business listening, you've never done radio advertising, hey, this is a
try.
Take
it out.
A chance.
Yeah, try it out. And be sure to mark your calendars again. It's only happening on Thursday, January 26th, the $1 million advertising giveaway. And be sure to mention that you heard it on the morning show in WFHR. Give us some bragging rights about this. You can find out more, and there's all the information for you right at civicmedia.us/million, civicmedia.us/million. Take a break. You'll be back with more fun here on the morning show at WFHR.